USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, he's a Republican, he shares what this means for North Korea.
The North Koreans had an opportunity to become part of the international community and negotiate. They've made it clear that they don't want to do that, so now that the talks are off, I think that they will become more and more isolated, if that is indeed possible. But certainly the mood here on Capitol Hill is to be as punitive as we possibly can with the same sanctions and let them know that a nuclear peninsula of on the Korean peninsula will not be tolerated.
Eight women have accused Morgan Freeman of harassment and inappropriate behavior. That's according to a new report out by CNN. 16 people came forward. Eight of those said they were harassed. The other eight witnessed the harassment. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your health care program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
NOAA has issued the Atlantic Hurricane Outlook for the rest of 2018, and USA Radio Network's John Clemens has a story.
That report of the expected hurricane activity came from Dr. Neil Jacobs, the Assistant Secretary of Commerce for NOAA's Environmental Prediction Center in Lakeland, Florida.
We expect 10 to 16 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles an hour. Of those, 5 to 9 will become hurricanes with top winds of at least 74 miles an hour, including 1 to 4 major hurricanes reaching Category 3 strength or higher.
The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st until November 30th.
Yesterday, the NFL announced that all players who are on the field during the national anthem must stand and show respect. President Trump was asked about this decision on Fox News.
Well, I think that's good. I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A photo of 7 firefighters holding their babies ages 2 months to 15 months has gone viral. The firefighters, all from Glenpool, Oklahoma, got together with Fox News and talked about what this experience has been like.
Well, we just we got some wonderful wives, and some of us just got recently married, and we didn't waste any time and started family. So, but yeah, no, we just had a lucky year, I guess.
Well, this is Gracie Lynn, and as you can see, she's pretty docile personality. We've been very fortunate. She sleeps well, and she's been a great baby, and we're just glad she's here to be part of the family.
A federal judge issues a ruling regarding President Trump's Twitter account. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
If President Trump wants to continue using his Twitter account as a public forum, a judge says he must adhere to the First Amendment, which means no blocking other Twitter users. It's according to a Wednesday court ruling that says Twitter serves as a designated public forum and is protected under the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. And therefore, the judge said their exclusion from the platform constitutes a breach of those rights. The court rejecting arguments from Trump's lawyers that the president's own First Amendment rights would be abridged if he was not allowed to block users. A Justice Department spokeswoman saying, "We respectfully disagree with the court's decision and are now considering our next steps."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Bergen.